earlier, I mentioned that measles outbreak that started in Disneyland and the debate it sparked here in the U.S. about parents who refuse to have their kids vaccinated. Right next door to us in Mexico, they have a very different take on all of this. The World's Monica Campbell fills us in.
Mateus Martinez is a preschooler and does not know what the liquid drops he just swallowed do, but he does know what they taste like.
The fresa.
It tasted like strawberry?
Sí. We're at Mateus' school in Mexico City at an event that feels festive. There's music, kids running around, and a bunch of government ministers and nurses on stage putting liquid drops into kids' mouths. And they're delivering a serious message.
Recientemente tuvimos el conocimiento que en Estados Unidos ha habido un brote.
That's Mercedes Juan López, Mexico's health minister. She talks about the measles outbreak at Disneyland, how two Mexicans brought the disease from the U.S.
Pero afortunadamente, con la cobertura de vacunación que tenemos de sarampión, no hubo ningún caso más en nuestro país.
But she says Mexico's high vaccination rate prevented a measles outbreak here. That's true. Mexico offers universal health care and works across party lines and with groups like the World Health Organization and UNICEF to keep vaccinations accessible and at a high rate, above 95% for children, exceeding America's rate. National vaccination days like this one are typical. So are billboards saying, if you love your kids, vaccinate them. It's tough work, though, especially getting nurses to isolated villages. Yet the demand is there, says Dr. Ignacio Villaseñor. He leads the government's vaccination effort, and he also resents some of the things he hears about Mexicans in the U.S., that they are blamed for bringing diseases into America.
Le puedo asegurar que llevan sus esquemas completos de vacunación.
He says he's sure migrants arrive in the U.S. completely vaccinated, and he wishes more Americans knew that Mexico's vaccination rate beats the U.S.
No hay duda, ninguna duda.
In Mexico, he says, no one doubts that vaccinations save lives. Erica Strand notices that too. She runs UNICEF's social policy in Mexico.
I think it was interesting here in Mexico a few years back when they had the outbreak of the H1N1 flu. We had pregnant women die. You know, I think having that also so close, people have really focused here on vaccination, just seeing close up what can happen.
She also points out cultural differences between the U.S. and Mexico at play here.
In the U.S., we don't expect a lot from the government because we expect each person to kind of make his or her own way, you know, to make it. And in other countries in Latin America, there's more of a feeling of that the government has a role in providing a kind of a minimum social floor and taking care of some of these things. And so with that comes the trust that they will do so appropriately, you know, and take care of things like vaccination based on science. So I think that that's really the upside of allowing the state to do things that the state should do.
A number of parents I talked to at the school agreed, including Adriana Martinez, the mom of Mateus, the kid who thought his anti-polio vaccine tasted like strawberries. She says getting vaccinated is a right, and it's free. She also says she's aware that vaccinations can have side effects, but she thinks the benefits outweigh the minimal risks. Like a lot of people here, she's known relatives, neighbors, who've died of diseases like polio. Those memories, she says, make it clear that vaccinations aren't something an individual should reject. She says it's a community obligation. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, Mexico City.